We're going to head out to Kent, Ohio, and be joined by Kent State head coach Sean Lewis. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning, Ken. Doing great.
Doing fine. Thank you for your time. Again, obviously, it seems like a long while ago with a Thursday night opener and the 30-7 setback at Arizona State. But when you got back to Kent State and looked at the film, talk about the performance by your Golden Flashes.
Yeah, you know, when we got off the plane Friday morning, sun came up here in Kent and everything, got a chance to review the film, was really pleased with the way that we played in two out of the three phases of the game. Thought our defense did a phenomenal job, and it was a real testament to their effort, their intensity, really flew around, did a great job limiting a very good rushing attack from Arizona State to less than 4 yards of carry, and a very dynamic back in Eno Benjamin. They really did a great job containing him. You know, anytime that you get the five sacks, and we really had an opportunity to get probably 7 or 8. We need to capitalize on those opportunities, but defensively was really pleased with the effort. We held up physically because of the work that the kids and the strength staff had put in over the summer. Special teams wise, it was great to have Derek back healthy. His ability to flip the field, his ball placement was spot on, and really felt that we had an advantage when it came to special teams. Obviously, offensively, not where we want to be. Had some inconsistent play at the quarterback position that we need to get cleaned up. And again, when we had moments where we were starting to generate some tempo and do the things that we want to do, we had too many self-inflicted wounds where we're putting the ball on the ground, or we have missed assignments with perimeter blocking or protection inside, which again, against a very multiple and aggressive defense the way Arizona State played, ultimately they're going to take advantage of that, which they did, generating some turnovers. Going at halftime 10-0, and with the way that we were playing offensively, to be in that spot, it's a credit to what we were doing in the other two phases. Really pleased with where we're at. Know that we got a good ball club and already on to a very good Kennesaw State team, you know, getting a chance to get some early preparation on them because of the Thursday game last week.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Lewis and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. You touched upon it, you know, unhappy with the way the offense played. Just talk about, when you looked at the film, what are you looking, and how have you talked and spoken with both Woody Barrett and Dustin Crum with their performance at quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for everyone in our family and across the board is just to be consistently good and not occasionally great, so that as we go through it, we know exactly what we're going to get. And, you know, Dustin Crum had a fabulous camp. He had earned the right to play in that contest and to get meaningful snaps. Didn't know exactly when that was going to be, but with the way things started, you know, Woody basically ended up getting the first quarter and Crum got the second quarter. But again, through some self-inflicted wounds and some misreads and some different things and some breakdowns, you know, obviously at the end of the day, the results is what needs to improve through our process of being more consistent with our decision making. And when the guy who's got the ball in his hands each and every single time is being inconsistent with his decision making, you know, that leads to some troubles for the unit as a whole.
Defensively, obviously, again, you talked about how well overall you were pleased, but specifically Quantrez Knight, 10 tackles. Just talk about his performance in the secondary.
Yeah, I mean, he's a kid who loves the game of ball. He does all the things and has the habits that you need to have to be successful. So really wasn't a surprise with the evening that he had. He's a guy who thrives in those games, to where you know that they're going to be a run-first team, especially with them starting a true freshman quarterback. We knew going into it that they were going to lean heavy on the run game. He really showed up in his fits and did an exceptional job in coverage as well. Was really pleased, like I said, as a whole, with the way the defense flew around, the way that they attacked, and the way they kind of dictated some things on that side of the ball.
Your running game, obviously 40 attempts, 120 net yards, 3.0 average, but you had some productivity from Joel Shaw and also Williams as well.
Yeah, you know, was pleased with the way those two kids ran the ball. Obviously, the net yards aren't what you want because of some protection breakdowns and some coverage sacks with us not getting the ball out of our hands. You know, but was pleased with the way that those kids, you know, saw the running lanes, ran downhill, ran behind their pads, you know, but obviously putting the ball on the ground is not something that we can have and not something that they know. They'll be the first ones to tell you that, you know, that's how everything goes, you know, and I think that third down run, we had the 3rd and 6. We creased a zone. Joel's got a great run for 12, 15 yards. And again, it's kind of a story of the night offensively, to where we get exactly what we want. And that first down is going to generate some tempo. And when he broke free in the secondary, secondary, he got low and loose with his ball security. Ball came away, corner came in, punched it out, and then any of that momentum and any of that juice that we generate there immediately flips back the other way, and we're putting our defense in a really tough spot. Now, defense did a great job with those two turnovers, with the sudden change of limiting Arizona State to just field goals, which, again, if that's a testament and a characteristic and the way that we're going to be defined on that side of the ball, if they get put in that situation, that'll be awesome to see as we go through this 2019 season.
Looking ahead to this week with getting back to Dick Stadium and a home contest and facing Kennesaw State, again, specifically on film, talk about some of the challenges that offense is going to present to your defense.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously Kennesaw State, a very, very good program, ranked in the top 10 in the FCS, run the triple option. You know, going into last week on paper, they only had one returning starter offensively. But when you look at their contest last year and you really dive deeper into it, all the kids who are coming back and all the kids who made significant contributions in that 59-0 win that they had against Point University are guys that have played because of how dynamic they were a year ago. You know, kids may not have had starts, but kids have game experience. They're a very well-coached team. They're very disciplined. And obviously, anytime that you're preparing for an option team, you know, that is a unique challenge because you don't see it week in and week out.
For you and your program, those couple extra days getting back from the West Coast and having in preparation for getting ready for a home game, how much of a blessing is that with regards to your schedule with coming home and having just those two extra days to prepare?
Certainly helps in terms of preparation, certainly helps because of the Power 5 opponent that we played to get our bodies back to where they need to be. No one's at 100% at this point in time, haven't been, you know, on any of our teams besides the first day of camp, but to have a couple extra days to get fresh physically, mentally, and to really know this plan and know where our fits are going to be and what our responsibilities are going to be, you know, I think that's always a benefit.
After getting back and obviously communicating with your team what happened in week one, so far in the last couple of days, how has, specifically on the offensive side, your team responded in practice and preparation?
They've done a great job. You know, I think one of the things that we do well, Ken, is whenever we have an event like how we did, our kids are very resilient. They do a great job responding to some adverse times. They came out yesterday. We weren't on the field for very long, but got a good day of mental prep and did a little bit of physical work. And they responded the right way, the way that you would hope that they would. And I'm excited, you know, to get back out on the field with them tomorrow as we really dive into what we need to do to get this win when we open the season at Dick's this week.
Well, Sean, we thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to your preparation for Kennesaw State. Again, we want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Ken.
All right, thank you, Sean. Again, for Kent State, coming off the 30-7 road loss at Arizona State last Thursday in preparation for their home opener at Dick Stadium this Saturday against Kennesaw State. They will be kicking off at noon Eastern, and that game available on ESPN3.